Have you ever found yourself second-guessing your every decision, doubting your intuition, and feeling unsure of your own perceptions? Well, we're going to be talking about the higher help and gaining help from our spirit guides with Tammy Mastroberti today. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist Podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul. You just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed
spiritual mentor.
Tammy Mastroberti is a best-selling and award-winning author, spiritual teacher, and wellness expert. Her mission is to help people use the simple and practical tools that are right at our fingertips to thrive in everyday life and create positive changes. Tammy's book, The Higher Help Method, coming in April 16th. The Higher Help Method, Stop Trying to Manifest and Let the Universe Guide You, is a powerful guide for creating the fulfilling life we all strive for. Using a variety of tools such as meditation and shifting your mindset to gain clarity in the moments we need it the most. By utilizing these tools, you can manifest a life that you love waking up to every day, especially in the areas where you feel stuck. So let's dive into this conversation. So good to have you here, Tammy. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. It's great to meet you as well.
I'm excited. We're going to be talking about how to manifest juicy things in our lives and like put the crappy stuff behind us. And you are an expert in that. So I'm really excited to ask you some questions I have prepared for you.
Yes.
So I want to ask you a very, very first question before we get into like how you got into this work. I saw one of your videos on your YouTube channel and it said, why feeling stuck is a good thing. Can you elaborate? I was like, I love that title. We have to ask her that question.
Yes. So I think most people that are stuck are miserable because they're stuck, right? And I used to feel the same way because you're like, why are things not changing? I'm trying so many different things. Am I doing something wrong? It must be me or the universe doesn't like me or whatever it is. And I have actually learned to shift my way of looking at being stuck because I believe that life is just a continuation of getting stuck and figuring things out and moving forward and then getting stuck and figuring things out and moving forward. And I feel like that because I feel like the universe, God, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it, your angels, your guides, all encompassed into that. I believe that getting stuck is what pushes us to make the changes we need to make. Getting stuck is what leads to the growth. It's what leads to us getting into a better place. Because if you were not stuck, if you were just happy and content or just mulling through your life and like things are okay and I'm not that, you're not that. Where is the motivation to do something different? Where is the motivation to change and to move forward, right? So I almost feel like the universe is like, okay, you're hitting this bump because now it's time to reevaluate. Now it's time to grow. Now it's time to accelerate yourself and get yourself to that next level. Find that next partner. Find that next job. Find that paycheck that's going to pay you more. And it's in that stuckness that you can get excited because if you're stuck, that means something amazing is waiting in the wings for you. And you can use this as an opportunity to create more and to create better and to create bigger.
And you, dear empath, are ready to break free. So if you are stuck and done with the pain of PTSD and the narcissist lies, gaslighting, and manipulation, then you should grab this free 10 Steps to Break Free ebook that I've written and a 10-day audio coaching series for your healing journey. It will show you how to overcome the pain of narcissistic abuse and be on your path to be narc free. Grab that and a link in the show notes today. That's so true. And it is a cycle. And without pain and discomfort, us lazy humans will not shift or change.
Yes. It's so funny because I always say to people, like, think about when you got fired from a job, right? And you're like, thought it was the worst thing in the world. I got fired or I got laid off. The company did a bunch of layoffs. But the way that I look at it, that is the universe was like, you weren't doing it, man. You weren't making the change. You weren't, there's this amazing thing waiting for you. And I needed to get you out of there. So how many times, if you look back when something horrible has happened and you can say, well, oh my gosh, but look at the next job that I got, and I got paid more money and I met my future husband, or I met my best friend, or I met, you know, whatever, or whatever experience happened to me, and something good comes out of it. And so I feel like the universe will send us these little pushes, these little nudges, these little, I'm feeling stuck, I need more, I want more. And if we don't do anything about it, it will slap us, you know, with something like, hey, you've been fired, or hey, so-and-so is leaving this relationship or whatever. And it's like, we look at it as this horrible thing, but it's really trying to help you.
Yeah. Just recently I kind of experienced a bit. It was like, it's like a bag of rocks just smacking you against the head with all these truth rocks. It's like, why do I have to wait so long? Or why does it have to take this much like pain for the awakening, for the truth to finally like shift? But every time it's been like, I've leveled up after each bomb has gone off.
Exactly. And that's why, like, I like to teach people to sort of look back at some of those things that brought you to your knees, some of those things that at the time you deemed negative or horrible or horrific, or, you know, that everything seemed to be going wrong in your life. And then look at where it brought you. And if you can start seeing that in your life, in your own past, because I always say I can tell you a million stories about myself or about other people, but until you experience it, it just doesn't have the same impact. So if you can look back and see those instances in your own life, now when something happens that sort of knocks you off, or, you know, brings you to your knees, or seems unfair or upsets you in some way, you can say, wait a second, I've been here before and it's always led me somewhere good. So I can't see it now. I don't understand it now, but I'm going to trust that there is meaning somewhere in this and it's leading me somewhere. And that can help you cope in times when you are knocked down. It shifts your mindset so that maybe you're not going to spiral in the same way that you had in the past.
Mm-hmm. And have you experienced, was there some type of knockdown that shifted you into this work and writing your first book, The Universe is Talking to You?
Yes. Yes. So for me, the biggest knockdown that I got was that really shifted me, because I grew up in the Catholic faith. I went to school through eighth grade Catholic school until I hit high school, and then I went public. But I grew up in that faith, and then I kind of fell out of it a little bit. And then when my mother passed away suddenly from a brain aneurysm, 3 days after Christmas, when I was 22 years old and she was 53. Wow. And it was just there one minute, said goodbye to her, left the house, gone the next. It really kind of threw me into, and I always say, like, I always feel like it's like divorce or a death of someone, or, you know, a disease, like getting a diagnosis in some way, right? That kind of knocks us into like a spiritual path in some way. And so for me, her death sort of knocked me into like, well, what do I believe in, and where did she go, and how does this work, and what happens after we die? You know, all those questions that you sort of have. That's what I think sparked my path of discovery. Looking back, there were breadcrumbs that the universe led to actually assist me after her death that I didn't realize until after that, which is why I always say it's helpful to look back. But it was really her death, and then all of these signs that we kept getting to go to this medium, which back then, this was, let me say, my gosh, 24 years ago. So this was before like mediums were mainstream and on TV. And it was like, you can become one too. And we all have this ability. Nobody knew that, right? Yeah. So we just knew about this one medium named George Anderson. And we actually knew about him again, because 6 months before my mother died, a friend of my sister's brought one of his books to our house. And we literally had a whole discussion about it with my mother. And then after she died, he just started showing up everywhere. Like Lifetime did a special on him, and I think Primetime did something where they hooked him up to a machine to see what his brain waves were like when he was doing just all this stuff. And then we heard him on the radio, and then he showed up we were from New Jersey, so he showed up in New Jersey, and like finally my sister was like, mommy wants us to book with this guy. And I'm a skeptical Virgo, so I was kind of like, I don't know. But eventually we did book it, and it took 10 months to get the reading, and everything was done via mail, right? There was no online PayPal, all that kind of stuff didn't exist. And so it took 10 months, and we went, and that 1 hour session with him that I still have the tape recording of was completely rocked me and opened, like, just, I always say it opened a door that I could never close again, because now it's like you see things in a whole different way, right? And yeah, that I think was the catalyst for me to just become a sponge. Like, I just thought, I need to know more and I need to understand more, and it just kind of opened it all up for me.
Oh my gosh, so many signs over and over.
Yes.
I'm so sorry that you lost her at such a young age and so suddenly.
Thank you. Yes, yes. But honestly, even that, looking back, I know there was a reason for that, right? Because it pushed me into doing the work that I'm doing now. I had no idea at the time. We never really know at the time where it's leading us.
Yeah.
But looking back, I feel like it was supposed to happen to bring me to doing what I'm doing now that maybe I would not have done had that not happened.
Yeah. I'm sure you would not have, because there would be no reason why. Exactly.
Correct.
There's
I mean,
no
maybe I would have gotten here in
search.
Some other way, but yeah, exactly.
It would be maybe a little bit different, but not like specifically emphasizing on spirit guides and
yes,
asking them to call in and help you. Yeah,
yes,
because she's here. You don't need help from the other side.
Correct. Yes.
Oh my gosh. So then, I guess you would call that's your spiritual awakening, and your sister kind of prompted you guys to do all that.
Yes.
So was it fairly quick? I've heard that some spiritual awakenings can take up to 5 years, maybe longer, or did that kind of like catapult it into a quicker spiritual awakening for you?
I definitely think it catapulted it, because at the time I was 22 when she died, and most of my friends at that time were just, you know, going out and partying, and not that I wasn't partaking in that as well in my 20s, but I just seemed to be set off on this path earlier than I think most people. And so it was hard for me to find people my age that were interested in it or understood it or even cared about it. Now that I'm in my 40s, it's very easy because everybody, you know, all of my friends have caught up and everybody is very open and more into it now. And I think even just not even my age, but just the evolution of time has kind of opened more and more people up. But I think that's definitely, it catapulted me into it. And I think it just opened me up to this thirst for, I've always had the thirst for understanding. I've always questioned everything. I still do. And it drives my husband insane, but I do. And so I think
Us Virgos,
it just,
we can't help it.
We can't help. I tell him that all the time. I'm like, please just bear with me. It has nothing to do with you. It's me. I question doctors. He won't even let me go to a doctor with him. He's like, you're too embarrassing. I can't. So, but that's just who I am, right? And so I think it led me on this search, and I think it's just accelerated since then. And now I'm like 20 something years into it, and I think I'm further along at in my 40s now than I would have been had I not started in my 20s. So I really think there was, don't get me wrong, I've been learning and growing continually. I don't think it was like all of a sudden I was awakened, but I think each little thing led me to the next step, led me to the next step. And I just kept following where I was being led.
Yeah, it leads you to a mission. Yeah, like you have the dark night and you have this bright, the bright kind of feeling of peace after the dark night. And then, yeah, you focus in on your mission. So what
Yes.
were you majoring in college in something before this happened and then you completely
Yes.
shifted?
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, and I do believe the universe sets us up for exactly what we're going to do, I was majoring in English writing. So there was, and I specifically went to the college that I went to in New Jersey because they had you could either major in English lit or a track of English writing. And not every class actually, or every school had a writing path. And this had a writing path. I had no idea what I wanted to do with that path. I just knew that I was good at it, that it came easily to me, that teachers told me that it was something that was, I was particularly good with. So I just knew I wanted to do something with it. I don't know if I wanted to go into publishing or magazines, or I had no idea. But that's what I went to school with. And then actually my senior year of my senior year of college, I wound up getting a job at a magazine part-time as an editorial assistant. That brought me into the magazine world. And that's where I lived for a long time, even starting my own magazine at one point, which was a spiritual magazine. I don't publish it anymore because I've moved into other stuff. But again, not knowing I was ever going to write a book, just thinking I wanted to work in the writing world. And it just set me up to eventually start my own magazine, and starting that magazine put me out there in the world. And then that eventually led me to start teaching things, and eventually led to the book, and now the second book.
And aren't these books like babies? They're just like such a process.
Yes. They really are. They're so, and it's funny because in the publishing world, everything, I always say everything takes forever, because I was writing the book at this time last year, and now it's finally, you know, this, my new book is finally coming out. And so it takes forever, but it's so exciting. I can't even begin to explain, because you put so much work into it, and you put so much of your heart into it, and I am a Virgo, so I like to just make it so that everybody can take it and you know, have a magical experience from reading it. And so it's just so exciting to see it go out there, and then to get the feedback from people. Like, I think, I don't even think at the time how much it's going to affect people until I hear back from them and they're like, oh my gosh, your book, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, wow. Like, it, you know, it's amazing that I was able to put this out there. And it really is. It's like a birthing process. You're right.
Yes. And then a nurturing growth process too.
Yes, 100%. I have learned so much and grown so much as a person just through the publishing process and, you know, clearing my own fears and all of that. It's just, it's teaching me. And then I always find, like, when I learn, now I know what I need to now turn around and teach other people.
Yeah. So then do you think, you know, you said that, yes, like, you would not have gone into this work, so you're grateful for the unfortunate circumstance that your mother did pass unexpectedly. I know some empaths still here dealing with being maybe fallen prey to a narcissist or experiencing abuse. Like, it doesn't really feel good to say to them, like, oh, well, everything happens for a reason.
Yes, I
how,
know.
Like, how would you answer that? And do you think that that particular instance would happen for a reason?
I honestly believe, in my experience and in what I, when I teach other people, what I hear back from them, there is always a reason for everything. We cannot always understand that reason when we are going through it, but often it is in the looking back that we can understand. So when you are in the midst of something, it is very hard to see the meaning and what you're supposed to learn from it, because you're in the midst of it and emotions are high. And as an empath, you're feeling your own emotions, you're feeling everybody else's emotions, you're feeling the global world's emotions, right? And yes. So it's like, it's extremely hard to see anything clearly when you are emotionally involved. I will say that there is always a reason. So I know people who were empaths and were involved with narcissists, and they will say, well, I got my son or my daughter or my whatever out of it. And so that is my reason. They've also learned so much about themselves. They have grown. They've learned to use their voice. They've learned to stand in their power. They've learned to love themselves. They've learned to be able to take back control and not be affected. They've learned to deal with their own ability to be an empath, but not get sucked into things. So I just feel like even if we're talking about a parent-child relationship, because I know a lot of children are involved with parents like that. I just feel personally in that even that child is learning, and there is a reason for that experience. And I believe, even going back, that we kind of choose, before we incarnate into this body, we sort of choose who our parents are going to be and what we're going to experience, because maybe there are certain lessons we are going to learn. And maybe even your role is teaching that parent in some way without you even realizing it. You feel like you're suffering, but you're also teaching that parent or giving them an experience to learn in some way. So again, when you're in it, it's very hard to hear, but I find it's actually extremely empowering when you can turn it from I am a victim to I am going to take this experience and I am going to say, you know what, it happened for a reason. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to move on from it. And maybe I can even help other people with it or do something with it to come from that empowering place. So again, hard to hear, but look at it as more empowering if you can start viewing it that way, because when you are empowering yourself, you're much more open to being able to grow and to learn and to move to a better place.
I love that you brought in the juicy bit. I was hoping you would. I was like, well, you know, your soul probably picked, you know, your parents and incarnated in this, because that perspective honestly helped me remove a lot of the anger and the upsetness at the stage that was set for me to fall into whatever situation that I was in, you know, with yes. my ex. And then I wouldn't have a book. I wouldn't have this podcast. And of course, I would not have my children and my, you know, relationship that I have.
Exactly.
Because the timing literally worked out perfectly. And yes. all the times that I tried to leave and I couldn't, I'm not a failure. That was just part of the stage that was set up for the timing for it to work out to meet up with my current partner.
Correct. Because most empaths, I think, that I have spoken with in the past that are in that type of situation, they have tried to leave many times in the past, or they've tried to get away. And then all of a sudden they realize, well, then I had my child, or then I had, and it was like, okay, well, so you were probably contracted to do that. And you really couldn't break away until you did that. And then you did that. And now you were like, oh, you know, you're able to see things more clearly. So do I recommend staying in any type of an abusive relationship? No. And I don't think the universe wants you to either. However, if we are trying to find that reason and we are looking for that situation, looking at that, you can understand how much you've learned and how much you actually did get from it. And then when you're able to get out of it, you can spend that time healing from it and growing from it and never getting into that situation again, because you've learned that lesson.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Love that. And so, speaking of the karmic path, there's a lot of questions I get of, it's like, how do I know? How do I trust myself? And that's why I'd love to dive in with you now about, like, spirit guides and the universe speaking to us. Like, how do we know it's the universe? How do we not know it's just like serendipity or just random by chance? Like, tell us more about it.
Right. So I believe the universe doesn't make mistakes. And I believe that it's always guiding us. And I believe that it's always trying to help us. And so we may miss some of that guidance, and we may miss some of those signs, or we may even question some of that guidance or some of those signs. But what I have found is the universe will never give up on us. So oftentimes when it's trying to get through to us in some way, it will repeat things over and over. It will repeat patterns. It will repeat the name of a book, the name of a podcast, the name of a doctor. You'll continue to hear themes over and over again. Why do I keep hearing about
it? It's not just the algorithm.
Well, it depends on where you're hearing it from. If you're in the grocery store and you overhear something, that's not the algorithm, right?
Yes, yeah.
And what I find is, especially when we stop and ask the universe for help or support, right? Mm-hmm. The universe is always communicating with us through ideas that pop into our mind that we think we're brilliant, to, through specific signs or synchronistic experiences or synchronistic meetings or opportunities that come out of nowhere, or overhearing the conversation, or a person that comes in out of nowhere and seems to have the exact answer that you need and you can't believe it was that easy. So it's always sort of trying to guide us. And even if we, like, so many people, I think, are afraid to take action because they're afraid of what's on the other side of that. They're afraid of the uncertainty of it, or the fear of doing something. And then what if I do the wrong thing? And so what I say to that is, you really can't mess it up, because the universe is like the GPS in your car, on your phone now. And it's constantly will reroute you. So if you go the wrong way, it'll throw up a roadblock and it'll turn you into in another direction. And so I just feel the universe is always speaking to us in some way. However, when we actually ask for the help, when we ask for the strength, for the clarity, for the healing of our heart, for the ability to use our voice and speak the things we need to speak, for the protection of our own energy as an empath, when we ask for that help the universe will, and when I say universe, I mean your angels, your guides, all of the higher helpers, goddesses. I still call in saints from the Catholic faith, right? They're all sort of on the other side. We're all connected. And so when you ask for that help, the universe immediately starts to put the wheels in motion. It immediately starts to line up those people, line up those opportunities, throw that book in your face over and over again, give you that sign, give you that idea where you get to a point where you're like, oh, I keep hearing about something, or, oh my gosh, you know, I always say to people, when you say like the weirdest thing happened to me or the strangest thing, you know, I was just looking for this and I overheard so-and-so in the Starbucks and I can't believe that this is, and you start sort of seeing these things come together. We think it's chance. We think it's luck. We think it's a coincidence. That's a big word everybody uses. There are no coincidences, especially when you ask for the help. Things start lining up to make it easier for you. And if you question something coming in, like, I'm not really sure if this is the way that I should go, you just simply ask, you know what, I feel like this could be a sign. Can you do something to reinforce it? Can you send me another sign? Can you do something else to make me know that this is truly the way that I need to go? But it's all about asking and then opening, like the first book, The Universe is Talking to You, is all about opening up and understanding and receiving those signs. The second book, The Higher Help Method, is all about actually the other side of the communication and how to ask for help and sort of utilize the energy around you to move your life forward and to stop trying to do it on your own, because we were never meant to do anything on our own. I don't know if that answered your question, because I feel like I went in 12 directions.
I love it. There's so much there to unpack. And I like, I want to talk about all the different spirit guides, which we will. But what I was thinking was this experience you had, the recording from the medium, like, were there specific things that you remember that really impacted your belief system and perspective on, like, you know what? I absolutely know 100% the universe doesn't make mistakes. And these are not coincidences from the reading, from like what maybe what your mother said to you.
There were a couple things. I think one of the things she said to me, and she must have said it 3 or 4 times, probably knowing that we needed to hear it 3 or 4 times, was, I know you miss me. I know you want me back. If I wasn't supposed to be here, I wouldn't be here. If I wasn't supposed, I know you physically missed me, but I have not left you. I'm closer to you than you can imagine. But if I wasn't supposed to be here, I wouldn't be here. And she said that over and over again. And I was like, okay. So then she's supposed to be there. So then this wasn't an accident. This wasn't a horrible thing that her life was disrupted and our lives were disrupted. So that was one thing. And the other thing that she said that I actually put in The Universe is Talking to You, I think I ended it with it because it was such amazing advice. And to think that my mother spent the time during this mediumship reading, and again, she probably knew I would use it someday. I didn't, you know, back when I was 23 or whatever. But she said, the way she explained it was, once she passed, there was like spirit guides that she met. Then there was some type of a life review that they brought her through. And in that life review, they ask you some questions sometimes. And one of the questions they asked her was, why did you not accept the joys in life that came to you? Mm-hmm. We're so quick as human beings to accept the bad, to accept the negative, but we don't truly accept some of the joys because we're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. We're waiting, you know, a joy happens and then we're like, oh, what's coming next, right? Because we just sort of get conditioned that way. And she said, if a joy, the higher guide said to her, if joy comes to you, accept it, because if it comes to you, you deserve it and you should accept it and you should celebrate it. And I remember her saying that, and it kind of stuck with me because I felt like, number one, she was saying, like, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't supposed to be here. So there's stuff going on that you don't understand, but it's going on for a reason. And then that accepting the joy thing, I think, was just this amazing thing of her saying, like, if good things are happening to you, they're supposed to be happening as well, right? So accept it. Stop rejecting it. Stop moving on to the next thing and not celebrating it. Stop interrupting the joy for fear that something bad is coming behind it. And I think so many people live that way. And so those, I think, think those two things stuck out with me. And I think they led me to this, like, okay, everything truly does happen for a reason. And as I went forward, I started learning more about, because I used to get signs from my mother all the time, but then I started really realizing the whole universe is helping us, and our guides and our, and all of these, what I call higher helpers, are available to us to guide us. And I started noticing synchronistic experiences happening and things that seem to be like set up, and how could this is so crazy. How could this have happened like this? You know, there must be a higher hand in that. So I think things that she said in that opened me up to start exploring more, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And I think what she said is exceptional advice for so many of us who are open-hearted, who are constantly introspecting, because that's what we do. And then we're conditioned by the narcissist to be like, oh, well, we're not good enough, or, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I don't deserve that. You know, always constantly rejecting the joys and the accomplishments versus celebrating yes. who you are.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, 100%.
So, like, do you know how many spirit guides there are, or what different types? What does that mean? Like, what are spirit guides?
The way that I look at it is we all have individual guides that we may know, may not know, that are helping us in different areas of our lives. So we all sort of have individual guides that might be helping us with relationships. They might be helping us with business. I know many entrepreneurial friends who believe they have marketing guides, right? That are just helping them with marketing. So we have individuals, but outside of the individual guides, what I believe is that we have access to all of these, what I call higher helpers. So different archangels that specialize in different areas, different gods or goddesses from, you know, whether that be the Hindu religion or Greek, or, you know, all these different sort of gods and goddesses that are available to us, ascended masters that are available to us. And also, like I said, I always go back to my Catholic faith, and there are particular saints that I grew up with saying, oh, if you're struggling with X, Y, and Z, you call in this guy. Like, if we lost something, we would call in Saint Anthony because he would help us find it. If we wanted to sell our house, we would call in Saint Joseph because he's a saint of helping house buyers and sellers. So I kind of grew up with that. And so there are these higher helpers that are available to all of us, whether there are individual guides or not. So I feel like there's our individual guides, and then there's these higher helpers that we all have access to that specialize in different areas that we can call on to assist us with anything and everything, whether it's something as small as I would like a parking space close to the door because it's raining and I have to go to the grocery store, or I am trying to heal myself in some way, or I am trying to protect my energy because I am an empath, right? So they are literally available for everything. And what I tried to do was help people to know who they are. Because the question I get from people all the time is, well, what if I don't know who specializes in X, Y, and Z? And I always say, they know who they are, so you can just call on them collectively and say, anybody that specializes in X, Y, and Z, can you help me? But in the higher help method, I put together those lists for people that they can call on specifically so that they can kind of harness that energy and harness those specialized helpers in the area that they need most, right? Like if you needed your car fixed, you wouldn't go to the plumber, you would go to the car mechanic. That's sort of how I look at it. That's like the two, you know, individual guides and just all higher helpers. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. And do you need to say it out loud? Like I've heard that if you call on an angel or something, you need to say it out loud versus in your head.
No, you don't have to say it out loud. They can hear you. I mean, they can hear you talking. Yeah. I mean, my mother, I'll give you an example. When I went to George Anderson, she said things that I had never voiced out loud that I only thought in my head. And she was talking about them. And I was like, wow, she really can hear the things that I'm thinking. So even if you want to talk to a loved one that has passed, you do not have to do it out loud. They can hear what you're saying and know what you're thinking. 100%.
So our personal guides, are they like soul family? Are they also like past loved ones from this life?
It could be any of the above. So it can be part of your soul family. It can be someone that you've never met in this life or another life that you have no idea who they are, and they're just assigned to you to guide you through something specific. It could be, you know, it could be any of the above. You don't have to, for individual guides, you don't have to know all of them. I do teach people to like meet and know what their names are and things like that. And a lot of teachers do that. But if you don't know who they are, you can just call what I call calling in the collective. So the collective knows who they are. So I always say I'm calling in my angels, my guides, my loved ones who have passed on, and all those in my soul society. And that to me encompasses everybody and anybody. And then after I call that in and I tell them what I want help with, I then will say, and also I'd like, And I'll list some of the specialty people to say, can you help me with this specific thing? Can you help me with this specific thing? And it sounds simple, but when you ask, immediately things start working for you. Immediately. Mm-hmm. And often I have found people who try the method, the higher help method, they'll say like, I can't believe it worked that quickly. Or I can't believe the way I started moving forward, right? We don't instantaneously get everything we want when we ask for help, but asking for help ignites the process that takes you down the road that is going to get you there. And not only will it get you what you want, but oftentimes if you let them lead you, it will get you to something even better.
So powerful. And that is kind of how you can manifest positive change, is by calling in the higher help, correct?
Yes, yes. The way that I say is, first get clear on what it is that you actually want, and always leave that open-ended. So I would like this or something better. And then you want to call in your higher helpers to assist you in this process. And when you call them in, so for people who say, you know, I don't get signs, or how do I know what a sign is, or I'm not really sure, what I add into that calling them in, and I like to call them in every day I start my morning with it. And I like to call them in and say, I sort of end my prayer with, please help me notice and understand the signs when they arrive. Please help me to notice and understand the signs when they arrive and help me to take action on them. So adding that little line in, not are you asking for them to help you with the situation, but you want them to help you notice those signs so that you can do your part in this equation, because it is a co-creation. You can do your part in acting on those signs, and then they can continue to guide you forward. So yeah, that's sort of the piece that I always say is makes a big, it's a little line, but it makes a big difference in the results that you get, because you do want help noticing those signs. Make them obvious for me.
Yes. And then I've also heard, I don't know if it's some TV show or movie, or I don't know, some book. I have no idea where I got this information from. So please clarify if I'm totally wrong. But to specify, like, if this is correct, you know, send me a bluebird or something random like that. Is that legit or is that too specific?
No, you definitely can ask for a specific sign. I do this with, I tell people to do this with loved ones all the time, especially if someone has passed on and they want to hear from them. I have a book, an exercise in my universe, the Universe is Talking to You book, called Assign a Sign. And part of that is actually giving them a sign to use and asking them to use it within the next like 3 days or so, and helping you recognize it. So you can do that, whether it's a loved one, you can do that, whether in the higher help method, I call it a sign of reassurance. So many of us are worried we're doing the wrong thing, and we just want the reassurance that we are on the right path, that we're headed in the right direction, that we are not alone, and that yes, you've heard my prayers and you're on it. And so we can ask for a sign of reassurance. So you can say, send me a red rose, or send me a, I've had people use animals. I've had people use songs on the radio. I've had people use so many different things. And when they ask for it and they get specific about it and they just let it go, they are shocked at how it comes in. And when it comes in, I always tell people, don't be so literal that like, if you ask for a red rose, you don't need to see a red rose actually growing out of the ground, right? You can see a picture of a red rose. You can see wallpaper in a bathroom that you go into that has red roses on it. You could sit down at a dinner and open a menu and it has a red rose on it. So sort of be open to how it comes through, But to me, especially that reassurance, I think that we all need when we are trying to make a change in our life and we feel like it's not happening fast enough, and then we start questioning it and questioning ourselves, that sign of reassurance is like a, it's like hitting a reset button on your vibration and your feelings, and you're like, oh, okay, no, I am good. All right, I can wait a little longer.
I love that. I love that so much. So my other question as you are going through all of that is it selfish to ask for whatever manifestation we desire from the spirit guides? Like, is it selfish?
No, because here's the what I believe. I believe, and I really have like a knowing of this because I've seen it in my own life. We came into this life knowing we had all of this help available, right? Otherwise, why in the world would we subject ourselves to all of the insanity, right? Like, so I feel like we knew we had this help available. And these archangels, ascended masters, whomever, and I even go outside of the norm. Like, if you're having a problem with your iPhone, why are you not asking Steve Jobs to help you, right? Like, because he's there and he can, you know, he can assist, right? So I just kind of feel like they are there waiting for us to ask. That is what their roles are. That is what their jobs are. And they are here to make our lives easier, to make it flow. To they know that we are in a dense, you know, physical world that is not the other side's high vibration, right? And so we need the assistance and we need the help, and that is what they're there for. So you cannot call on them too much. You cannot ask for too much. Everything that I always ask for, I always say, obviously, if it is in my highest good or the highest good of other people involved, and this or something better. So this or something beyond anything that I can even possibly think of with my own conscious brain in this human body, because you, the universe knows way more than us, right? So I would like this or something better. And then I let go of it, right? Because if you're grabbing on to it, if you're holding on and you have a vice grip on it, Number one, you're going to block it. And number two, you're not going to be open to the signs that might be pointing you to something better, right? If you feel like I just want X, Y, and Z, and I want it in this way, and I want it at this time, and I want it to be look like this, and then something is directing you to something that maybe is a little different, but amazing, you're going to completely be like, it doesn't look like this, and it's not exactly this. And so that's where that letting go and that this or something better comes in to play. And also, when you're getting clear on what it is you want, I always tell people, focus on what you want, why you want it, and how it's going to make you feel. Don't ever focus on where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and never figure out how it's going to happen, or you are going to limit yourself. That is all on the universe. You just literally put your order in. You manage your vibration, which is shifting your energy. That's the third step of the higher health method. You work on your energy and keeping your vibration up so you can notice those signs, and you let it go and you let the universe do its work. I promise you it's working. If you don't believe it, you ask for that sign of reassurance.
Let it go. Yes, that's totally it.
Yeah.
I love that. Put your order in. That is correct. And then as I was visualizing as you were talking, it's very much an energetic step of faith every day. We don't know. We can't control what's going to be. And I wonder if social media doesn't help us with that. Like, I was just seeing something, one of Amy Porterfield's ads, and it's amazing. She's amazing. But I know quite a few people who have like subscribed to her programs and they're not as rich as she is. So it's like we always think, oh, well, I can be rich like that and manifest my thing. But we all individually have our own unique path.
Correct.
So like the methods are good, but as long as it continues to be on our own unique path versus like, oh, I can just be the next Amy Porterfield. Like, that's like a false narrative, I feel like, keeps us stuck.
Yes. No, it definitely does. Looking at other people, comparing yourself to other people. Another way that I flip that is if you see somebody that's doing something that you want or that has something that you want and it comes across your path, that is a sign from the universe that you're capable of that. That is a sign from the universe that it came into your consciousness because you can do that or something better for you. Right. So you can learn from other people. You can certainly learn, you know, in a business, you need to learn marketing techniques. You need to learn different things and how and what works and what doesn't work, especially in this online world, right? However, you have to do it in a way that is you. You still have to do that in an authentic way that makes you feel good. And the way you would call in hire helpers for that is you would say, I would like to achieve X, Y, and Z or something better. Please guide me to the right people, to the right programs. Send me the ideas. Send me the specific things. I actually, in the book, The Hire Help Method, I talk about me wanting to rebrand my business and trying on my own over and over again and never really sort of nailing what it was that I was trying to, what it was I actually taught, right? In a way that people could understand in that brand. And I got frustrated and I created a prayer for myself and I started calling in specific hire helpers. And within a couple of weeks, I was directed to look at somebody. No, I'm sorry. I got an email from somebody that I hadn't opened their email in like a year. And it was a copywriting person. And I opened the email and I read her thing. And I was like, no, I don't want her program, but she's interesting. So I'm going to follow her on Instagram. So I followed her on Instagram. And within a couple of days, she posts on Instagram how she's working with this woman to rebrand her business. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I then started following this other woman. And I thought this is, and so I wound up working with her. So that's how it works, right? So you ask for the help and you say, guide me, show me, give me the ideas, send me the signs. Something made me open that email from that woman that I hadn't opened an email from a year. Not because I was going to work with her at all, but because the universe knew in a couple of days she was going to post on her Instagram story that I was going to see within the 24 hours before it expired that she's working with this woman. When I wound up working with this woman, and I questioned it at first because I thought, well, I have a spiritual business and it's sort of unique and blah, 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 blah. This woman wound up, she used to do writing for the publisher that's publishing my book. And when I did the one-on-one with like the intro with her and she told me that, I knew I was in the right place. That was my sign, right? So that is how it works, is like you ask for the help and then the universe will guide you on the perfect path for you.
I love that personal exercise. Yeah, because there's so many things. It's like we kind of doubt yourself like, oh, I'm not sure and this and that. So
yes,
there's no coincidences, only synchronicities.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Mm.
And those are all signs to help you know, yes, you're on the right path. And correct. All of this can apply to all of the whatever tools that you need to find and however you need to heal yourself on the path from narcissistic abuse correct. As well.
Oh, 100%. Yes. There are hire helpers that can help you on your healing path. Again, it's sort of getting clarity on okay, what is it that I want help with? So maybe you're out of the relationship now and you want help being able to move forward, being able to heal, being able to get into another relationship that is healthier, right? So you would ask for those, you know, hire helpers to help you with that specific thing. Maybe you're trying to get out and you're looking for strength and you're looking for the clarity that you need to be able to see what is going on so that you can get out. So it's really sort of looking at what is my immediate thing that I would like help with and what will it look like and why do I want this and how will I feel when I get it? And then it's sort of asking the hire helpers to help you get there or somewhere better. And as soon as you start asking, the book that will help you heal, the you will wind up at a dinner party where you don't even know. And you're sitting next to somebody else who also dated a narcissist and got out of it. And it was like, here's what helped me. Like the universe will put you in the situations to guide and assist you. You just have to start by asking it. And then allowing it to guide you. And then you'll start going, I can't believe I went to this party and I sat next to this woman I didn't know and she helped me. Like, how did that happen? Well, it happened because you asked for the help and the universe took all the puzzle pieces of your life and this person's life and put them together so that you could get the assistance you need. My whole thing is stop trying to do it on your own. Stop trying to heal on your own. Stop trying to relieve relationships on your own. Stop trying to create more money on your own. Stop trying to grow your business, parent your children, whatever it might be. Stop trying to do it on your own. Because when you are, especially in this situation, when you are an empath and you are dealing with a narcissist, there is such an energy that is so toxic and it is so difficult and it is so draining on the empath. that you have to get, you have to ask for that help so that you can either get out or move on. And this method makes it easier for you to whatever it is you're trying to do, wherever you are on that path, this can only help you.
Yeah. I always liken, like, unfortunately, being in an abusive relationship is the catalyst to most people that I've spoken to, their spiritual awakening.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's such a dark energy you're dealing with.
Yes. And it's like you get to a point where you're just like, I need help. I can't do this. I can't do it on my own. Who am I going to ask for help? I'm just going to look up. You know what I mean? I'm just going to look up and say, listen, I know you're around me. And if you're in a place where it is that dark and you are that stuck, ask for a sign just from your collective, right? Ask for a sign. Just say, listen, I heard this woman, Tammy, and she says that I have angels and guides and all of these higher helpers around me. I just need a sign to know that I'm not alone. And that reassurance, that sign that you are not alone, can open you up to now start asking for more help and start believing that that help is going to come. And now all of a sudden you're able to speak up. All of a sudden you're able to, change the way you're looking at something. There's an archangel named Archangel Jophiel that I always tell people to call in for mindset, because that archangel, she's the angel of beauty, and she can help you shift from a negative to a positive mindset. So if you are in a place where you're like, and you don't know what to do, start with her and say, please help me shift my mindset from negative to positive so that I can see more clearly, so I can see a way out, so I can see possibilities, and start there and start for a sign to let you know you're not alone. And that can be a huge piece that can help you start shifting and moving forward.
So perfect. And you actually have something free that people can grab that has the prayer and the other two steps.
Yes, 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 yes. So if they go to tammymaustraverti.com, which is my website, right at the top of the page, you can get my three top tools for that higher communication. And you will get my assign a sign exercise, the exact verbiage, so that you can assign a sign, whether it be for reassurance to a loved one, whomever, to know you're not alone. You also get what I call my morning prayer, which I start my day with. And, you know, you're going to call in Archangel Michael for protection, to protect your energy as an empath. And I always say, please keep me from taking on any energy that doesn't belong to me. So starting there, and then there's always a section in there that allows you to pull in those specialized helpers, whatever it is you might be looking for help with, whether it's emotional healing, physical healing, healing your heart, protection, whatever it might be. So you'll get that in there as well. And then you also get a kind of like a diary almost, where you can plug in some of those, start following some of those signs and those synchronicities to start opening up. It's called Replay Your Day. And that is from my first book, to start helping you to notice and track some of those signs and those synchronicities, so that you can start training your brain to look for more of them. And eventually, when you start getting fluent in the language of the universe, it becomes a daily thing where you just kind of are asking for help and you're getting your signs and you're getting your communication, or, you know, you're getting that sign of reassurance or whatever it might be. And it really just becomes magical, because you think, I can't believe this was available to me all this time, and that I had this power within me to be able to do these things, and I've been doing it alone for so long. Like, what was I thinking? So those three things can 100% for free start you off doing some of it. If you do nothing else but start with that morning prayer, I promise you, you're going to see a difference.
Perfect. And I have one last question before we close out and you share with us about your book and where to get it. Is the most common angel, they call them like angel number signs, is 1111.
Yes.
Tell us just about that, since I always see it and my daughter now wishes upon it too. She's so cute. She's like, my friend and I, we saw 1111.
Yes. Well, all, I believe that all angel numbers are any kind of number pattern that you see repeating over and over is some type of a message, whether it be 11, 11, 111, 555, 333, 12, 3, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, people say, or whatever pattern. When you're seeing that particular one over and over again, I always encourage people to just go and look up what is the metaphysical meaning behind the angel number, right? Because they all have different ones. 11, 11, or any type of angel number that is a repeated number, I always feel like number one, they want you to know that they're around you and they're trying to grab your attention in this moment. But for me, the way that I look at 11, 11 is it's almost like the universe and your angels are saying, like, you're manifesting right now. You're think about what you're thinking and what you're saying to yourself, because manifestation is happening around you. And so it's sort of trying to tell you, like, things are happening faster than you think. The manifesting is happening faster than you think. Pay attention to your thoughts. What are you asking for? And the most of us are talking to the universe subconsciously because we're not conscious about it, right? So the higher help method is all about getting conscious about it. And so what that 11-11 says to me is, like, it's wake up and pay attention to what you're saying and what are you asking for and what are you focused on, because manifestation is happening and we're around you trying to help you. That's sort of how I interpret that. But each number sort of has its own meaning and its own message for you. And that is one of the ways that the universe will talk to you, is through numbers.
New things are always coming around the bend, is what I see. And yes, I do feel supported when I see that number. And I think there's something about
Yes.
the feeling, like it's not just like, oh, well, yeah, it's correct on the clock 2 times a day. Like, that's not what I feel. I feel like super supported, and I feel
Yes.
like this, like I'm watching you, kind of like we're
Oh,
here.
100%. There's a reason that you looked at the clock at that exact time, right? Just like there was a reason I opened that email or whatever it might be, is like we are so guided and we just don't realize that even the actions that we are taking and where we are looking and what we're paying attention to is often being directed.
This has been so much fun to talk about. I love talking about this kind of stuff. So
Yeah, good.
tell us where we can get your books. The first and the second now is coming up. When's that going to be released?
April 16th is the Higher Help Method. And so both of them are available on, you know, Amazon and Barnes and Noble and obviously local metaphysical bookstores, but you know, anywhere online. Most people I know go to Amazon nowadays, but there are even independent or indie bookshops like Booktopia, I think, and things like that that you can get both of them on. And both of them have within them sort of a secret website that you can go to get additional bonuses that will help you, including like all the audio versions of the meditations and things like that. So yeah, I still can't believe I have two now.
Congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
second baby.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being here and providing us with this beautiful empowerment energy and spiritual topic. So.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, if you're feeling extra generous, please write a review to the podcast. This really does help in social proof. We're up to 100 reviews. I never thought I'd ever see that number. So thank you so much for that. So speaking of ads and offerings, you can dive deeper with me through my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse and empower you. So you can also listen to that on Audible. My second book is a new book, baby. It is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And you can grab your paperback of that human design guidebook. It includes shadow work with Goddess Inanna, as well as moon rituals and guided meditations and a whole breadth of understanding your human design chart. You can grab all these books in the link in the show notes. And if you're listening to this before March 30th, you can grab your free ebook copy to read my new book, Baby, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And when you review, write a review and let me know. You're entered to win. I'll be pulling 3 lucky subscribers a signed paperback copy from me. So grab your free ebook below to read and review and enter to win. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow in an episode. Remember, always keep your unique light shining.